Welcome to the third in our series on the Tehillim of Hallel. We've learned from the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches that Hallel evokes five major themes for us, the first of which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting out of Egypt, teaching us how to assimilate that miracle. We also saw that the first chapter of Hallel, Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, is a prequel, with Paro calling us no longer Avdei Paro, servants of Paro, but instead Avdei Hashem, servants of God, and telling us to sing to Hashem. With the second parak, Tehillim Kuf Yudalid, we launch into the story. Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when Israel left Egypt. But when we describe leaving Egypt, we use an odd term to describe Egypt. We say, Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez. When Yisrael left Egypt, when the house of Yaakov left, Am Lo'ez, a nation that spoke a foreign tongue, a foreign language. Of all the ways to describe Egypt, slave masters, terrible people, why do we highlight their foreign language? And while we're at it, in that sentence, we switch from Yisrael to Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov. Is that just poetic? Right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Amud Beis talks about how the Torah sometimes repeats something using different words, and it sounds nicer, it sounds more poetic. Is that what's going on here? When Yisrael left Egypt, when the house of Yaakov left the nation of a foreign tongue? Maybe. But maybe there's more to it. Three answers to explain this term, Am Lo'ez. First idea is that it's meant to highlight Egyptian cruelty by saying they are a nation of a foreign tongue. Amos Chacham, in the Da Mikra edition of Tehillim, comments that this is similar to the warning that Hashem gives the Jews in the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, Devarim, chapter 28, sentences 49 to 50. He says, if we sin, if we don't keep our national covenant, we will be exiled to a nation, Asher lo sishma leshono, a nation whose language you don't know, Goy azpanim, a bold, brazen nation. They're foreign, and they have no mercy on you. They're foreign, they speak a foreign tongue, they don't see you as their brothers. That also fits Rashi's link here to Yeshaya chapter 33, sentence 19, talking about the fierce and frightening nation whose speech we do not comprehend. So on one level, this statement of Egypt being a nation of a foreign tongue means they are other, they won't sympathize with us. One approach. Second approach is that it's meant to highlight Egyptian villainy. Ibn Ezra suggests that Laz doesn't just mean a foreign tongue, it means a foul tongue. Right? Think of how when we are in Egypt, they say, Havan is chachmalo, we should plan because these Jews are going to cause us trouble. Vayareyu osanu. Vayareyu osanu, in one view, is not just they did bad things to us, but they said that we were bad. So that's an explanation of Am Lo'ez, not that they are a nation of foreign tongue, but they are a nation of evil tongue. But like the first answer, it doesn't explain the switch from Yisrael to Beis Yaakov. So I'm going to give you a third possibility. Third possibility is that this isn't about the Egyptians at all. Rather, it's about the holiness of the Jews in Egypt, the fact that they always viewed Egypt as a foreign nation, a nation of foreign tongue. They never assimilated. Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and Beis Yaakov left Am Lo'ez, these people who after however many years, 210 years, were still strange to us. And it's specifically the house of Yaakov. Yaakov is identified by his speech, right? Classically, Hakol Kol Yaakov. Yitzchak says the voice is the voice of Yaakov. Rashi explains it's about the way that Yaakov speaks. Yaakov makes a pact with Lavan. They set up a pile of stones. Lavan calls it Yagarsa Hadusa in Aramaic. Yaakov calls it Galed. The same meaning, but Yaakov uses his own language. And it persists with Yaakov's kids. Right? When the brothers come down to Egypt, they need a melitz ben osam. They have an interpreter between them. They don't speak the Egyptian tongue. Yosef is identified by his speech. Tehillim pe'alef, edus be'yosef samo, b'tisol eretz mitzrayim, sfas le'yadati eshma. Yosef says, the language I did not know, I heard. Yosef is credited in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael, Bo, Pischa number 5, as the source for Loshino es Lashonam, the idea that the Jews did not change their language. Yosef is the basis, because Yosef tells the brothers, you see, it's my mouth speaking to you. Pi hamedaber aleichem, I speak your language. Other sources are brought in the Medrash there as well. The point being that Yaakov is somebody who has his own tongue, his own speech. It's not like others. And his children carry that on as well after him. Egypt is an Am Lo'ez to us. They are a nation of foreign tongue to us. That becomes important later on in our history. You move ahead to the time of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar orders them to take members of the Jewish exile and have them stand in his court, and they are going to have to learn the language of Babel. It is part of a plan of assimilating them to become Babylonian, and of course we know Daniel resists that story, resists that attempt, to the point of endangering his life. It's all there in the first parak of Daniel. So our parak highlights, right at the start, the merit that brought us out of Egypt. It is the fact that we viewed Egypt as Am Lo'ez. Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, when Yisrael left Egypt, and Beis Yaakov left those people who they had viewed as foreign from the beginning, and that led to Haisa Yehuda Lekodcho, Yisrael Mamshalosav. Yehuda became this sacred entity for Hashem because we held ourselves apart in Mitzrayim, and we retained our identity. There's another reason why it's Yehuda who is the one who becomes Kodesh, but that's maybe a topic for another time.